Hi. You look like you were expecting me. So I know this is the right place. That, and I always insist on a picture. And you are definitely my woman. As you no doubt have guessed, I'm the professional you hired. May I come in? Thank you. I have to say, this is a bit unusual. It's not often that someone orders my services for themselves. Oh, there's been a time or two, but not someone as young and apparently as healthy as you are. But I don't ask questions. I just do my job. Here, take my trench coat. It helps me keep a low profile for what is a very high-profile occupation. I see you admiring the outfit underneath. It's kind of handy in my profession to be able to go from discreet figure in a trench coat to pretty girl at a moment's notice. I'm sure you can see why. They're looking for one, and then suddenly I'm the other. My profession gets me all kinds of unwanted legal attention, as you can imagine. But if this outfit helps you out tonight, so much the better. Now, why don't you sit down on that couch over there? Unless you had something special planned, this bag has all of my, well, let's politely call it equipment. Mind if I set it down on the table here? I'll stand between you and the table to maintain some of the surprise. If you want to admire my ass, well, normally I would object, but you are paying a lot of money. And when I'm done with you, you won't be looking at another girl's ass anytime soon. There's some assembly required for my favorite piece here. I just have to screw the attachment on, and there we go. So, do you just want me to kill you right away, or did you want a few minutes to compose yourself? Yes, kill you. Execute the contract. You arrange for the services of one professional, specifying a woman of my general description. So now I've come here tonight and attached the suppressor to my Beretta 92FS, which will kill you, quietly, but instantly, with one shot between the eyes, or in the heart. It's your money. So, your choice, really. But the customer is always right and all that. So, what's it gonna be? Head or heart? A mistake? Did you change your mind or something? The money you transferred to me is non-refundable, so I keep it no matter what. So you need to be sure about canceling the contract. I'm not coming out here again. Not without more money. Wait. You weren't ready to die tonight at all? Even though you knew I was coming here to kill you. What's up with that? I can understand the change of heart, but not the entire suddenly not having a clue. What part of my being a professional did you not understand? Oh, you thought I was another kind of professional. Like what? A lawyer? Chef? Although why you need either of them to be a young, attractive woman is... Ah, really? You thought you were hiring a professional escort. Oh, I don't even want to think about how you ended up with my number then. And you were going to pay my entire fee? For a chance to sleep with me? Look, there's been times when I pretended to be an escort for a contract, but I know the high-class ones don't make that kind of money for in-call. Not even for an entire night. Are you just that naive or desperate to get laid? Now I feel kind of stupid for wearing this dress. If I had worn something more assassin-appropriate, we might have figured this out sooner. Instead, you saw this outfit, and that just played into your misunderstanding. Well, if you had just changed your mind, that would have been one thing. I would just keep your money, like I said earlier, but this was you being clueless. You never intended to hire me to kill you. Call me a softie, but I wouldn't feel right keeping your money under the circumstances. I'll transfer it back to your account. Unless there's someone you'd like to have killed? Other than yourself, that is. Maybe your boss, a nosy neighbor, something like that? No, I didn't think so. You don't seem the type. But I had to try. I wasn't charging you as much as others would have, but I'm still fairly new and trying to make a name for myself, but money's tight. Guns and that kind of thing are expensive, especially when most of them are illegal. Not many people want to hire a newer professional, especially when she's a woman. But here's the thing. I do end up getting into bed with a lot of my marks. It's just a very convenient way to make sure they're unarmed, and that we're all alone, but I never have sex with a mark. The closest we get is some breath play that goes way farther than they expected, or some BDSM, where I accidentally forget the safe word and someone ends up dying. So, I guess what I'm saying is, you were planning on spending that money on sex anyway, with me, even if I didn't realize it. I'm not sure why you would pay that huge amount for just sex. That's way above the going rate. Maybe you're rich, or naive, or both. I guess it doesn't matter. We could just go ahead with that plan. Drop a new contract, if you will. It goes a lot like a regular contract, and I could get into bed with you like I do with some of my marks, except there's no choking, and I don't forget any safe words, should we need any. And we actually end up having sex, which I'm guessing is a first for both of us for a while. And nobody ends up dead, which is definitely a first for me. And I get to keep the money so I can make expenses for this month. Then this little misunderstanding can be put behind us both. Oh, sorry. Yeah, let me put the gun down. I guess that could have been seen as sending mixed messages. It's not like I need a gun to kill you anyway. I just prefer not to have to get physical and break a sweat with a mark unless I have to. But we would need to get physical for this, I guess, and probably break a sweat. At least if we're doing it right. You do want to go ahead with your original plan, don't you? To pay for the cute girl to have sex with you? We can just pretend that I'm not a highly trained assassin and forget about the confusion when I first got here. I can be the professional that you thought you were hiring. If it helps, I wouldn't do this with just anyone. Especially not a man, no matter the money involved, but you aren't the typical mark. I was actually a little sad when I saw you in person, because it seemed like a shame to kill you. I was relieved when this turned out to be a misunderstanding until I remembered the money, but I was kind of sad again, after realizing I was going to have to return it. But then I had the idea about actually sleeping with you, and then I was back to happy. Well, happy and nervous. I've spent a lot of time in the last few years on seduction, but not a lot of sex. I'm a bit overdue. So if I can get paid and get laid, I'm killing two birds with one stone. Which has actually happened to me before, if you replace birds with marks and stone with champagne bottle. But you didn't hire me to ramble on, did you? I didn't come here to talk either. Technically, I came to kill you, but I'm switching to plan B, which was your plan A all along. You know, paying me for the sex thing. I guess I came dressed for it. This outfit lets me pass for an escort or just a girl out for a good time. That's good for distracting marks or their bodyguards. Stress doesn't conceal much. Well, not much of me. But it hides a surprising amount of weaponry when I want it to. As for these boots, they're not just fashionable. I can hide all kinds of weapons in them. Plus, I've reinforced the heels and toes quite a bit. Oh, which makes them really, really heavy. Which is good when you're kicking in someone's skull or busting a kneecap, but it does feel good to take them off at the end of a contract, or like I'm doing right now. The trick is taking them off without having a knife or something worse falling out. That kind of tips your hand, you know, that you're not just a girl looking for a good time. Ah, much better, and I'm much shorter now. It's all those heels. But I'm still pretty lethal. Don't let my height and my curves fool you. Even if I take off this dress and all the weapons hidden inside of it, like so, well, in just a bra and panties, I can still be pretty vicious. It helps that by the time I'm showing you this much skin, the markers really let their guard down. I don't have to go any further. But for you, and what we're about to do, I will. I'll take off this bra. It's not particularly lethal, and it doesn't hide anything more lethal than a nice pair of breasts. But I do like soft, pretty things against my skin. Especially when I'm on a contract. Keeps me grounded, if that makes sense. So, as you may have noticed, these are my breasts. I can't help but notice you staring at them. This is the stage in the seduction where I often make my move, because they're so distracted. Assuming I get this far to begin with, doesn't really happen all that much, and I pretty much never do this part of pulling off my panties. And now I'm completely naked, without a gun or a knife. Well, any that you can see, at least. I should warn you, I'm still pretty lethal. But I think I'm pretty attractive, too. My lifestyle keeps me in pretty good physical condition. It's mainly to make me better at fighting and climbing and running, but probably works for sex, too. So, a nice place like this probably has a decent bed as well, huh? Would you care to take me to it while I help you out of your clothes? Nice. And I'm not just talking about the bedroom or the bed. Lots of people I have to kill aren't the nicest, and I'm not just talking looks. But you are easy enough on the eyes. At least as far as my tastes go. Even naked, you hold up pretty well. Speaking of holding up, let's see how that bed contains us. I'll get the ball rolling by lying down on it. Would it surprise you that I'm a little bit sub-sexually? Or maybe passive is a better word. Maybe it's just the need not to be in control of the situation, like I have to be on contract. Or maybe I just like to have the women use me a little bit. Maybe a little rough. Helps knowing I can kill her if she gets out of line. So, why don't you get on top of me and try not to get out of line? Sorry, I can't help teasing, or being a little menacing, I guess. It's all to hide how nervous I am. I don't get nervous with a real mark. All my emotions go away and then catch up later. But I'm feeling lots of stuff right now, and not just your body getting on top of mine, or your thigh brushing up between my legs. I feel so warm and hard and not all like a gun or a knife. It's just making me want to grind on it. But I want something inside of me. Maybe you could move that hand a bit lower. Oh, yes. That's it. Slide the fingers all the way in. Oh, trust me. It will fit, I think. Maybe not all the way the first time, but if you keep thrusting into me, going deeper and deeper each time. Oh yeah, that's it. I'd never do this with a mark, you know. Let her put her fingers in me and fuck me like this. And never with her on top. I'm vulnerable down here, even if I do know some tricks. Most of them are for killing a mark. But I know a thing or two about pleasing people, too. But if you know some of the things about taking care of a woman, you really shouldn't have to pay to do this or work so hard on my pleasure when it's your money. Oh, I don't mind, though. But just because I'm having a good time doesn't mean I'm going to give back any of your money. Oh, I am going to step up my game a little, though. You're gonna make me sweat for this one, aren't you? Oh, this is a better workout than I get on most contracts, and a hell of a lot more fun. I always try to keep things impersonal when I'm on the job, but it's easier when you're killing someone than when you're having sex with them. Especially when they're gonna make you have an orgasm. Given that it's for money, I really shouldn't let it happen. I should be fighting it, but I think it's been too long. I need this. After all the seductions I've been involved in that ended in death, now I finally get some closure. It's been a long time in coming. Oh, coming. Funny I should say that because I'm about to do it. I never come for a mark, even if someday I have to fuck one before I kill them. But you aren't a mark. No, not at all. Maybe I'm the mark for letting you do this to me, but I don't care right now. I just want to get lost in the moment and come on your fingers. This is the part where I'm supposed to maybe give you back your money because you were so incredible, or I suddenly produce a knife and kill you because someone else took a contract out on you. Wouldn't that be a twist? Huh. But I've got news for you. I'm keeping the money and I'm not going to kill you. What I will do is spend the night, because for the amount of money you spent, you should be able to enjoy me more than once. Hell, I'll even throw in breakfast in bed. I'm a pretty good cook, actually. I could have been a professional. But right now, a full-time assassin and extremely part-time escort are enough careers for me. In fact, you're my only client for the escort thing. I don't think I can really keep doing the having sex from anything, though. Which means, next time I'm in town, the sex will be for free.